Oh, gosh, mister. How's it going? What? Oh, yeah, school got out a little early. All week, actually. Some kind of testing, I guess. Everyone has to do it. It's like reading and math and stuff. I'm not sure. I mean, we take tests all the time anyway. I don't see the difference. Well, whatever. I'm sure you don't want to hear about stupid high school stuff. Hey, I actually had this question for you, I guess. I'm not sure exactly. See, there's all these super loud, bossy girls on the bus, and they started, like, teasing me and stuff. Not, like, mean or anything, just weird shit. Like, one time, they asked if I had a sleepover at your house, or if I was going to sneak over there at night, or if I had any big parties planned. But, like, I don't even know them. I figured they were just being dumb. Yeah, but then I heard that there was these two girls, sisters, I guess, that lived here before. Like, at my house. I mean, where I moved to. Next door. Anyway, I heard they would sometimes do that. Like, they would have these big overnight parties or something. Like a sleepover, but with all these other girls from school and stuff. But I guess they had them all the time because their parents were never home. And all these girls from school would spend the night there, like, at my house. Anyway, they said that they would sometimes let some of the girls sleep over at your house, too. I guess because they needed extra beds or something. Anyway, that last part sounds crazy. Like, I'm sure that never happened, right? I mean, you wouldn't ever let a bunch of high school girls spend the night at your house. would you? Really? Oh my god! I wonder if that means... mister? I don't know if I should say. I mean, it's kinda naughty. Like, all these girls were saying this stuff happened too, like, at your house. All this, boy-girl stuff? Like, sex stuff. Like, really dirty. I don't know if I can say it. I mean, it's weird, okay? Like, I talk about this kind of stuff all the time with my girlfriends. Like, at sleepovers. And I mean, every girl has watched at least some kind of porn, right? But talking about it with a stranger... and a man. Well, that seems kind of naughty. I don't think my parents would want me talking to you about that kind of stuff. But all those girls said, well, they said you had like a really big thingy. You know, like in your pants. Yeah, a really big, cock. They said all the girls like to sleep over for a chance to play with it. Is that really true? Did all those bad girls come over here and play with your big cock? Yeah? Wow. You know, my friend, she said that most guys aren't very big at all, usually. And that girls always just tell a guy he's big, like, just to be nice. But I'm not so sure. I mean, she's kind of dumb about stuff like that anyway. Like, this one time, she told me that a girl should only let a guy put in one place. You know, like, her private place, between her legs. But I've seen girls in porn letting guys stick it in their little buttholes, too. Yeah, like, all the time. And they love it. Like, a lot. Those, porn girls always get super excited whenever they do that. You know, like, when they take it up the butt. Oh, and those guys always seem to have really big ones too. Like the porn guys. So I know they're real. Big cocks, I mean. Gosh, I'm kind of embarrassed talking like this, mister. It is kind of fun, though. Like being extra naughty and secret with my neighbor. I know. And we just met, too. I mean, I just moved in and I'm learning all this stuff about you. But, you don't know anything about me, huh, mister? Well, that's not fair. So, what do you want to know? What color undies I have on? Boys on the bus are always asking about that, trying to guess and stuff. Well, that's probably kind of boring, huh? I mean, I bet you've seen lots and lots of little panties on those girls sleeping over, huh? I should probably try to think of something a little dirtier to share with you. Well, how about I tell you about this really bad girl at my last school? Yeah, she was always getting into trouble with the teachers and the coach and all her friends' daddies. She's how I come to know that girls sometimes take it up their little butts and not just in their pussies. You want to hear about that, mister? You want to hear about that horny little teenage troublemaker from my last school? Yeah. Well, guess what? She got into so much trouble that her parents had to move her away to a new school. All the way across town. And right next door to you, mister. Yup, right next door to some pervert who lets little schoolgirls over for late night show and tell. So, I guess if any of those rumors about you are even like halfway true, well, you really lucked out with neighbor's dirty little daughter who just moved in. Are you okay, mister? You look a little dazed or something. You kind of look like my math teacher when I asked him if giving blowjobs still made me a virgin. I don't know. He kind of looked even more surprised when I jerked his creamy load on my face. I don't know why, though. He's the one that said I shouldn't ever let a guy put his cum in me. I mean, if you want to be a good girl that's like all pure and stuff. And that's why I only ever let guys stick it up my little butt. I kind of think that's maybe why all those older guys get so crazy after we like do it and stuff. Yeah, I think they just like get like horny from my little teen ass or something. I don't know. That kind of seems silly, actually. Like, girls are always saying that guys only want one thing. I mean, isn't that all you really want? Like, when all those bratty girls on the bus come over here at night, don't you just want to get inside all those smooth little teenage pussies? Huh, mister? I mean, I try to be a really good girl. Like, I'm really curious about what that would feel like. But I wouldn't let just some guy put his cock in there. That's like a big no-no. I do rub my clit, though. Maybe a little too much. I just can't help it. I get all squirmy sometimes. Like this one time, I was at a big slumber party, and the girls that were so into other girls and couldn't keep from, like, touching me and stuff. Plus, they kept telling stories about all these dirty things they'd done. Like, stuff I can't even say. Like porn girl stuff. And they were all sort of teasing me because I was like squeezing this pillow between my legs. But I didn't want to move because I was soaking through my little PJ panties. I mean, all I wanted was to sneak a hand inside there and start playing with my little clit. But I couldn't. Because I knew they'd all call me like a newbie slut or something. Plus, I think they wanted to play with me even more, like down there. And I just kept getting all hot and more horny the more they talked. So I finally just got up and left, like, for the bathroom. I kind of played dumb that I needed to change my undies. I told him that I was going to put on a fresh little cotton pair right before bedtime. I just really wanted to get some alone time to really play with my little kitty real quick. But I didn't want anyone to think that I was a naughty girl. But guess what? I was so distracted that I walked right into the girl's parents' bedroom, like instead of the bathroom. Yeah, and her daddy was there and like his just his boxers. And I don't even know what I did. And who knows what he was thinking? Like, his daughter's friend walks in wearing some little tank top and matching pink panties, and she's clinging onto another pair. But I was so horny. That night was the first time I let a guy stick it up my butt. It was his idea, and I thought he was really super nice about it. I mean, remember that guys are always just thinking about tight little pussies? So, he must be this really nice guy or something. I mean, he is a dad too. And he seemed to know that I didn't want any of those other girls to know. But he was also like in a big rush too for some reason. Yeah, he just had me stick my little ass in the air and he pulled my panties down. He had this like slippery stuff in a bottle and his cock got all like slick and shiny. I was a little scared actually. But I was still so horny, and I was getting so wet thinking about it. And then I felt him press up against my tiny little butthole, and I kind of just push a little. It was like so tight. He kept saying that too. He kept saying all these super dirty things, and it just made me even hornier. And I could feel him start to stretch my ass out. And I was rubbing my clit like crazy. It felt so good, him going deeper and me getting stretched out like that. I kept thinking about these slutty porn girls I'd seen doing that before, and he kept telling me what tight little asshole I had, and then he started pulling his cock back out, like slowly, and then back in again, and then faster. And that's how I knew he was actually fucking me up in the ass, like for real. And then I totally came like that, like all warm and tingly, rubbing my horny clit and feeling that big dick up my tiny teen butt. I just pushed my face into his bed while I was moaning and stuff. And he came too, I guess. I'm not really sure, actually. But I'm really glad I had that pair of fresh, clean panties with me. I just left the dirty ones with him. Maybe that's where he shot all his cummies. You know, I never actually spent the night over there again after that. And I never told all those dirty mouth bad girls what happened either. I definitely didn't tell the girl who had the party that her daddy fucked me up in the butt. Just like I didn't tattle on my teachers, or the football coach, or the janitor. But for some reason, my parents decided that school was a bad influence on me. And they probably know what's best for their little teenage daughter, huh? That's them coming home right now. I guess I gotta run. Wouldn't want them worried about some pervert next door. I'm sure I'll see you later, mister. Bye.